Well, I certainly hope that you found something that you can use in your local church ministry, and furthermore, I hope that you found something that would minister to your heart today in this group of songs. We're really excited about what the Lord's given us to pass along to you, and just sincerely hope that it will be ideal for you and for your ministry in the days ahead. I wonder if I could just spend a couple of minutes with you today sharing from my own heart and my own experience about the issue of waiting on the Lord this day. I don't know where you find yourself, but I've certainly been in some places in the days gone by when I was waiting for the Lord to do something extraordinary in my life. I'm reminded that 16 years ago, just last month, my wife and I were married. And we had the fortune to go to Cancun, Mexico for our honeymoon and had a great time down there just enjoying the sun, enjoying being together to start our new lives together. We got back home from our honeymoon and right away life began to unravel in extraordinary fashion. I was traveling in those days with my father and my brother in a family concert ministry, and I was away for a two-week stint out to the West Coast. And back in the days when people wore pagers, my pager went off in the middle of a service with a little bit of a 911 page from my wife, and I knew that something was up back home. So I called her from California, and she informed me that her grandmother had just suddenly had a brain aneurysm and passed away. And certainly I was concerned for the family to be dealing with this amount of grief. She was a great lady, and we all still miss her very much to this day. What was unique about this particular lady is that she cared for five of her grandchildren. One of her daughters lived with her and all five of her children, and so she was a caretaker for a daughter and all five of her kids. Now, the ages of these children were twin two-year-olds, a four-year-old, a five-year-old, and a nine-year-old. All five kids were predominantly under the care of their grandmother. So when she passed away, there was a daughter and all five of her children who were immediately without anyone to care for them. And so my wife and I found ourselves brand newlyweds, if you will, and we found ourselves wrestling with this issue of what was going to happen to all five of these children. The fathers were not present in their lives, and we just felt like the Lord was moving in our hearts to step up and to do something for these kids. And so we had not yet figured out who was going to squeeze the toothpaste in the middle and who was going to squeeze it at the end and what side of the bed was going to be hers, what side of the bed was going to be mine, and who was going to have what side of the closet. We were still dealing with all of that in the immediacy of our wedding. And suddenly we found ourselves playing parent to five children. Again, twin two-year-olds, a four-year-old, a five-year-old, and a nine-year-old. And we went from being brand newlyweds to fixing Hungry Jack biscuits in the morning and doing homework at night. And within 2 weeks after all five of these kids came to live with us in a one-bedroom apartment, yes, yeah, I said that correctly, a one-bedroom apartment, I got a phone call from my side of the family, and my grandfather had passed away. And so we were dealing with grief on both sides of the family, taking care of five kids, and then out of nowhere, a few months down the road, suddenly I got really, really sick really fast. And for 2.5 years, I was in and out of clinics from coast to coast and doctors basically taking a look at a variety of symptoms, a vast array of things that seemed to be going wrong, and basically shrugging their shoulders. And I remember being in that one-bedroom apartment, dealing with all the chaos that was going around, and I literally remember clinging to God's Word on my knees in the center of the floor of that apartment. And just in desperation, crying out to God and saying, Lord, I'm not sure how much of this I can endure. I just need you to show me once again that you are exactly who you say you are. And if I can just catch a glimpse of that today, I believe I'll have enough strength to go on. My body was experiencing tremendous amounts of pain. It was just it was a very, very dark, very trying time. In the midst of my cry for desperation, the Lord led me to a passage in James I'd like to share with you today. It's James chapter 5, and it begins with verse 7 that says this, "Therefore, brothers, be patient until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and is patient with it until it receives the early and late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, because the Lord's coming is near." And I can tell you that as I read those words, something happened that transcended time and space, and God found me right in the midst of my circumstance, just encouraged my heart with the truth that His coming is fast at hand. And I'd love to tell you that I had one of those divine instantaneous healings. That wasn't the case for me. Over the course of time, the Lord did see fit through the use of some great doctors to touch my body, and therefore I'm able to share this with you today. But here's what I can tell you. It was just as much of a miracle for me that day, because God found a way above and beyond my circumstance to meet me right where I was. So I don't know what you deal with today. You might be in the midst of great seasonal planning. You may have a variety of family circumstances going on. You might be in the middle of a building campaign, or perhaps you're looking for a new pastor. I don't know what the issues are, but here's what I know. We all have seasons of life when we're waiting upon the Lord. And what I found to be true is this. If we will wait on Him, He will be exactly who He says He is each and every time. He is Lord and Savior. He is Shepherd. He is Comforter. He is Healer. In Him is everything that we could ever hope for or imagine. Encourage your heart with this these days, my friend. God is right in the middle of your circumstance. He's as close as the mention of His name. His timing is perfect. His ways are higher than our ways. Trust Him, be patient, and wait on Him, and He will see you through. Thanks so much for sharing this time with me and for taking time to listen through this edition of The Red Disc. God bless you as you wait upon Him and as you serve Him in the days ahead. Take care.
And surround us with His love, here with healing in His wings. Taste and see, oh, taste and see. Hold up my